You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. You are now tuned in to the Roto Experts.
Hour number two, Roto Experts, live here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. It's Corey, Fantasy Executive.
Yep, Corey Parson, the Fantasy Executive. You already know, getting ready for week eight of the season. Glad to be here today, fellas. You know what I'm saying? Setting lineups, looking through some of the waiver wire stuff, making sure my computer is not playing through the speaker. So it's a lot going on. Got the King over here doing his rankings, talking about he busy. You feel what I'm saying? You ain't busy. You should have had that done already. What was you doing last night? This is time to do the radio show now, not to be damn busy.
Talking about the guy who started the show off with, oh, who's trending on Twitter?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, exactly. Like you weren't buried in your
before.
Laptop, right?
Don't worry about me.
I don't report to you.
This,
your name ain't my own. It's Complaining Martavis Parson. That's what it is.
Stop hating.
Yeah.
Corey, you said a moment ago.
What's up?
During the break, regards to Kenny Galladay. Can I say that on the air, what you said? You said...
I'd prefer you didn't, but okay. Full disclosure. Go ahead. I mean, that's what I'm here for.
All right. Full disclosure. I should trade Kenny Galladay right now.
Yeah. Trade him. His value is probably his highest right now.
Literally.
Yeah.
Because Golden Tate.
He's probably going to be out for after things. He practiced?
Yeah.
Stop playing.
Golden Tate practiced.
I'm sorry. I missed that yesterday. I was very busy yesterday. Oh, Golden Tate practice.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I would trade guy. I'm happy Golden Tate. Can I put him in my lineup? I got to go back and redo my lineups.
Listen,
yeah, why don't we take the next half hour and just go over Corey's teams?
Oh, boy, why don't we take the next half hour and talk about Andy Balsack, okay? And how you interviewed him for Old School Fantasy.
How you can't remember his name. Like, I'm doing my job. I'm promoting the rest of what we do.
Promote D's.
Not yourself like you, and there ain't nothing to promote there.
I'm about the brand, the Fantasy Executive brand.
I'm about our brands. You know, I'm not a me guy like
good.
You.
Good. I'll be the me guy.
Who should I start, Table?
I got to be the me.
Who should I start?
You know what I'm saying? I got two kids that need me to be the me guy.
Yeah, I got a whole family that needs me to take care of them, okay? So I don't know where you're coming from with that.
Golden Tate has that sprained AC joint, which we know Jameis Winston already played through. Now, different positions, different jobs, but Golden Tate, who was in literally a sling seemingly 2 days ago, practiced yesterday in limited fashion, which theoretically could have put him on place to play on Sunday.
God is good.
Yeah, that's going to be tough to start Golden Tate.
I think he's active if you play him. Problem is, it's Sunday Night Football.
It's Sunday Night Football, all that. I think they got to give him another week. From all the reports that this is supposed to be, I mean, Dr. A said he pretty much needed like 7 weeks.
Dr. A was like it'd be after Thanksgiving.
So that sounds a little bit injury optimistic. He was practicing, but what was he really doing? I don't know.
He might have been riding the bike. How do we know?
Yeah.
He might have been riding the bike. I don't know if he was running routes, catching footballs.
I don't know if it got stolen either, you know, the bike.
But it's me. But I'm the problem.
Well, you started like you do every day. But
I'm the problem. You know what I'm saying?
You are.
And when you act like this, you make Mr. Sussman upset, Scott.
You started, and then you like blame it on me.
We'll take a break here. When we come back on the Roto Experts, we're gonna get into Thursday Night Football game. Which, listen, I'm not gonna watch. I've been very clear with that. I'm not gonna do it. Not until I come in here and I did. But. You know, the plan is not to watch Dolphins Ravens tonight. We'll preview and I'll tell you why I'm not watching next.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
Fantasy Sports Radio Network, what up, YouTube? Corey Parsons, a fantasy executive. No, with your mic off. That's the King.
I was rolling.
Give him the two. Matt Modica here as well. It's Wall Street. Guys, Thursday Night Football is tonight. I've been very adamant about this.
But why wouldn't you watch? I mean, what else is on that's really... getting Greg Sussman's attention.
Now, wait a minute. This is Greg Sussman. He will find, he will come up and conjure something else up to watch.
What is there to watch? There's a couple things.
You watch a lot of television, so you'll find something.
You know,
else
I don't
watch
as much television as I used to. I just don't have time for it anymore. I'm just too busy.
You still watch a pretty good amount, though.
I do.
I feel like if anybody can come up with something else to watch, it will be
Listen,
you.
Listen, I have two episodes of Mr. Robot on the DVR.
There you go.
I'd like to catch up on.
See?
To be honest, I want to start this new Netflix show, Mindhunter, which I hear good things about. Yeah. So I have those.
My wife was telling me there's a show, Riverdale.
That's for the 12-year-old girl that you think I am. the problem is my girlfriend doesn't watch any of those things. There's a good chance I'll just flick through and all of a sudden the football game will come on, because she'd probably rather watch that than Mr. Robot, to be honest with you. The problem is, why am I not watching this game? Because I have no interest. I don't know when, if I don't start Devontae Parker tonight, which I don't plan on doing, because we all said Juju Smith-Schuster over Devontae Parker. I owned Juju Smith-Schuster in a league. I'm with you guys. I also want to start Juju Smith-Schuster. So I have zero fantasy implications on this. Zero. I own no Ravens, as everybody in this room should own zero Ravens, because that's
Buck good Allen?
Oh, besides Buck Allen.
Yeah.
Yeah, Buck Allen's the only one.
Besides Buck Allen. Sorry about that. I actually do own Buck Allen and starting him in the BFFs. But outside of that, I have no interest. It's a brutal, gross AFC game. And the last time, Scott Angle, these two teams played, what did I tell you? I'm not watching.
They were both in the playoff hunt last year.
And I still didn't watch.
I get it.
Now they suck.
But, Greg, you got to watch it, because it's things that you want to see. It's things that we need to learn as fantasy football analysts. It's things that we need to be looking out for. We want to see how Matt Moore is going to look tonight, see if he possibly can be the starting quarterback for this team for the rest of the year. You want to see if Jay Ajayi can get in the end zone. Want to see him running the football a little bit better.
Jay Ajayi had the sickest one-yard run on Sunday, by the way. It was awesome. He's good. He's good. It is not his
Kenny
fault.
Kenny Stills had a magnificent catch in that game too.
Yeah, but you're
not into it. No.
But Jay Ajayi can't get into the end zone.
It's not
though.
His
that's
fault,
the thing.
Scott. It's not his fault.
I'm not saying whose fault it is. It's just he can't get into the end zone.
I mean, but it hurts if you have zero touchdowns and you're a running back. That does hurt.
It's brutal.
Now I see where he's coming from, but fluky. You know, when you talk seven games and you don't get into the end zone, that's a big issue that's real, I think.
Well, let's look at, like,
and I know it's not his fault, like you say, and I think Matt's coming there too, if I'm not wrong, but it's a big problem.
Well, so let me say this. It was in last game, it was the first time LeSean McCoy got into the end zone.
Right.
And I don't think we sat here saying anything about LeSean McCoy.
Well, we expected a downturn in touchdowns, but not to that degree.
Correct.
These teams are having red zone problems. It's real.
Absolutely.
I did expect a major downturn in LeSean McCoy touchdowns. I said that all preseason.
But you look at these teams, you look at certain teams, they don't have a major passing threat in the red zone, and it becomes an issue. Because then, within that short space, the defenses know to load up against the running back.
Like, if you look at Kareem Hunt, who the last 4 weeks has zero touchdowns, Kansas City has really not had the ball inside the 5-yard line. And all that kind of stuff.
Yes.
Sometimes it's just the way the game breaks down.
Yeah.
I mean, he is a good running back, JJ. I'm not going to say that. I had a hard time paying that price for him based on, you know, he's got that injury thing in the back of your mind. It hasn't been consistent, and it's still the Dolphins.
And here's the thing, too. Jay Cutler was leading the offense, and it was sputtering a lot. Now with Matt Moore running the offense, you know, maybe things open up a little bit more, and he'll get more touchdown chances, because maybe they'll be near the goal line stripe more often. Maybe defenses will not be able to load up against the run. They'll have to honor the passing game more than they did with Jay Cutler. So I think there's optimism. I don't think, to your point, Matt, I think, you know, it can definitely turn around now that there's a quarterback change.
Well, that's one of the reasons why I will definitely be watching this. I do want to see the offensive coordinator. I want to see how this offense is under Matt Moore. This is, I mean, for Matt Moore, this is a huge game. He wants to take the reins. He wants to be the quarterback. Mm-hmm. Jay said the only way Cutler would not be the quarterback was due to injury. Now the opportunity has arisen. Does he capitalize on it? If he plays well, I don't see them going back. Jay Cutler did nothing to say he has to be the quarterback when healthy.
See, but the thing about it is, Jay Cutler might be like, okay, if I'm not the quarterback, I'm going back to the booth. I'm going to retire, and it's over. So they might be like, "Well, we need you to be the backup."
Well, then you know he's getting $10 million. That's the other part.
Yeah, that's the bag too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you can't start him if you want to continue to win ball games. They just can't.
Well, I don't know, man.
Oh, now you know everything.
I think they might.
I don't know. I can't tell you
the last time Jay Cutler threw for 230 yards.
Totally. Yeah.
And, Why don't you go back to the NFL?
Smart in the NFL. Yeah. And it's not like he doesn't have weapons. You got Landry. I mean, Parker's been hurt. Stills steps up. I mean, there's weapons there.
Weapons. Let's see. Matt Moore, the best quarterback on their damn roster. He get the last opportunity. It don't make no sense.
My draft champion team's the happiest. I got Matt Moore late 30s, yeah. 34th round.
Nice job. I picked him up for a dollar in one league just in case he popped.
We'll see.
Did we talk you into watching the football game?
Not really.
You're still going to watch the robot show.
It's called Mr. Robot. It's not about robots at all. I think the theory of Matt Moore is better than Matt Moore.
Like, you're probably right.
The aura of Matt Moore is better than Matt Moore.
Well, Matt Moore is better than Jay Cutler right now. That's the thing.
Is he? Yes,
Jay Cutler's been awful.
I don't know that Matt Moore's
led them for a 14-point comeback last week. And
yes,
Jay Cutler can't do that
Matt
anymore.
Moore took them to the playoffs last year.
Yes.
Matt Moore.
Yeah, and the Dolphins have not been to the playoffs very often.
I think Matt Moore is a good backup, could come in for a few games. I'm not like super. If I'm a Dolphins fan, I'm not super excited. Maybe he's an upgrade. If he's an upgrade from Cutler, it's not a major upgrade.
Correct. And that's kind of what I want to state, right? Like, if he's an upgrade from Cutler, this is not all of a sudden Tom Brady coming in for Jay Cutler, right?
How
does,
no.
How does Matt Moore, the thing I want to know is, if he plays, I don't know how healthy he is, but if he plays, what is Devontae Parker's stock going
right.
for?
Right. Oh, I agree.
I mean, that's one of the most things. That's what I'm most curious for.
I don't know.
I think it's better.
Oh, I disagree.
Actually.
I disagree.
I think it's better. Everybody talked about Jay Cutler was going to gun this downfield. He's not the Jay Cutler that he is anymore. He wasn't able to. Matt Moore will throw the ball downfield. And you remember this too, Matt, because you saw him play with Buffalo. Look, like you said, he's not the second coming of Tom Brady, but he'll get the ball downfield more effectively than Jay Cutler. As to your other point about what is a Dolphin fan, well, our producer Don Burns is a diehard Dolphins fan. He wanted Matt Moore to start all along.
Well, I understand that. You also said, you as a diehard Seahawks fan also said that the team was better without their starting left tackle, right? Like, because that was what you believed in. That's fine. I think it's the case.
I was wrong on that.
No. I understand that. I'm not calling you out.
I was right on that. I'm sorry. The other way.
The point is, I'm not calling you out. I think that as a fan of a team, it's just that, like, we have this belief that, like, the guy on the bench, the backup quarterback is always going to be better, or the backup whatever is always going to be better than the struggling player. When it comes to Devontae Parker, for instance, and Matt Moore, I know Jay Cutler can't throw the ball downfield. He doesn't care. He's not good. But if you watch, just take away the box score, take away the stats. If you just watch Jay Cutler with Devontae Parker, he just threw it up. He does exactly what we beg Matt Ryan to do every week. He just threw it up to Devontae Parker and said, just go do your best.
Moore's going to do this. I'm sorry.
I don't know that that's true.
Matt Moore's going to be able to do the same thing. But also, when you watch Matt Moore and what he does with Kenny Stills, if he can do that with Kenny Stills, imagine what he could possibly do for Devontae Parker. Now, to Cutler's credit, he threw it up and he did the 50-50 ball.
Yeah.
But Matt Moore's going to know to do that. Plus, he's going to throw effectively, or not more effectively, but he's frequently going to throw more deeper than Jay Cutler would.
Here's the thing. Let's not start with this foolishness again. All right? When it comes to, oh, well, this guy's going to be the quarterback, and he's going to favor this guy. This guy's going to be the quarterback, and he's going to favor this guy. You know who they're going to favor?
Jarvis Landry.
Effing Jarvis Landry.
Yeah.
That's the guy in the passing game. As far as the rest of it, you'll figure it out when we figure it out. It's going to be Jarvis Landry.
First 3 weeks for Devontae Parker, he had 9 targets, 10 targets, and 8 targets.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what you want to see. That's what
Absolutely.
You want.
Absolutely.
And if he gets a chance, if he's averaging 9 targets a game, You want Devontae Parker in your lineup.
Yep.
With that upside and all that.
But I want it.
And Landry can still get his.
Matt, yep. Yeah. But I want it with the quarterback that's giving him 8, 9, and 10 targets.
Yeah, but why
that's
are they going
to be all of them?
Why are they going to change the offense? They're not going to change the offense. They're going to ask Matt Moore to do the same thing that Jay Cutler did. So I agree with
different
Matt in that respect.
Different quarterbacks have different rapports. We see it all the time.
Absolutely.
I'm not saying
but
Matt
we've
Moore's
hardly
not
seen it with Devontae
deportable.
Parker. Devontae Parker's been hurt most of the time.
No, I You're absolutely right. Matt Moore, very well may be doing exactly what Jay Cutler did with Devontae Parker. But I know that Jay Cutler gives it, just throws it up. Matt Moore may have this better connection with Kenny Stills, and as a Devontae Parker owner, I may not get the 8, 9, 10 targets that I'm used to. Corey's right. Jarvis Landry, and then everybody else. We'll be back. We'll talk about the Ravens side of things on the other side. This is the Roto Experts.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
So, earlier this week, it was official that Justin Timberlake, the performer at the Super Bowl, and...
You and Corey are happy about that, yeah.
I'm thrilled about it. Why wouldn't I be thrilled? Justin Timberlake's awesome.
I'm saying that.
We don't have anybody else, though. I mean...
So, it's just Timberlake.
I don't have anything against the guy. I mean, I'm not really a fan of his music. Sure. I don't have anything personally against
him. Is there anybody that could have came out that you'd be like, yeah?
They were supposed to have Jay-Z this year.
Yeah, he turned him down.
Justin Timberlake was hysterical on Saturday Night Live.
Many times.
I did like the BG skit with him and Fallon.
That was great.
That's a good one. Do you think Janet Jackson will come out for the Super Bowl?
Like, why is she banned and he's allowed?
I agree.
That's why I think she'll be there.
You think she'll come out?
Yeah.
Do you think they'll some fake thing or they pretend to take off her shirt?
I don't think they'll go.
I mean, personally, for me, I really don't care. That's like the halftime is like when you know you do what you got to do. You know.
I hope she's
sometimes
there.
The show is entertaining. I don't think there's anybody to say, oh yeah, you know, I want to see them necessarily. It's like as long as the artist is cool, I guess I'll watch it.
Look, I wasn't. Like when they had the Chili Peppers and Bruno Mars, I was like, and look, I've seen the Chili Peppers in concert many times. Sure. I enjoyed them. I was like, oh my God, it's the Super Bowl. I got to go watch.
You know what it is,
I thought
too,
Bruno
though?
Mars was good.
Bruno Mars is awesome.
Mars rocked it. Yeah.
Yeah, that was the thing. It's like, that's a good point because, like, maybe I'll be introduced to somebody that I may like that I didn't necessarily hear before. I didn't know much about Bruno Mars, and I really enjoyed his music. The Super Bowl kind of introduced me to Bruno Mars.
Yeah, he looked like Russell Wilson.
He does.
Fix your shirt up on you, Scott.
I tried telling him that this morning.
Fix your shirt up on you, Scott. Come on, man. I got to take you places with me. Fix your shirt up on you, Scott.
Where are you going to take me with you?
I got to dress the man, too. Teach him how to play fantasy football. Dress the man. You know what I'm saying?
You're asking me for lineup advice all morning.
I got to fix this guy up. You know what I mean? I should be getting extra salary for this, Cardano. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I got to be a home health aide for Scott.
I got some visiting
nurses. Yeah.
I got to clean this guy up. You know what I'm saying? Mike, I'm doing this on the hip with Scott. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I got some for you to help me with right here.
It's too little.
I bet you'd like to too.
Let's talk about a team that's not going to be there to see Justin Timberlake perform, and that's the Baltimore Ravens. They play, of course, tonight.
Oh no! They definitely won't be there.
It's been a disaster for them all year, and I know Matt. When we talked about the over-unders before the season started, like we all were just like, yeah, under Ravens, under Baltimore, under. And it's amazing that they have 3 wins because they're just not a very good football team.
I will say, when it first came out, I think it was 9.5, and I loved that under.
Yeah.
But then they got Macklin. There was some excitement. They had Woodhead. I was getting a little excited.
Where was Eddie Woodhead? That was fun.
So, I mean, there was some excitement. The defense is always pretty good regardless of the season. And the defense early on was very good.
The thing about it is, I mean, listen, they're not playing good football. The offense stinks. Nothing really exciting about them. Joe Flacco's thinking of joining up. But if this team is 8-8, going into like the final couple weeks of the season, it's going to be, that's the one team that nobody in the AFC want to get in the playoffs because they know how to get it done when they get to January.
I think that's a past narrative.
I agree. Yeah. That would not scare me this year.
They had to make the playoffs last year. They could have made a run.
Joe Flacco
could have, should have, would have. They didn't.
Joe Flacco is an anchor. He's just like a weight is carrying this franchise down. The money they owe him.
He's an albatross, you're saying.
Yes.
Yeah.
There you go.
Very Corey, nice. Look that up.
good one, Scott. Yeah. But they got to start spending money, too, though. You feel what I'm saying? It's another team, another AFC North team that don't like to spend money.
Well, the problem is, it's like with the Giants and giving Eli that last contract.
Yeah.
And they gave Flacco more money. Yeah. You know, they put themselves in such a hole with the rest of their team.
It's just like you pay the quarterback all this money, and then you can't afford to pay the offensive lineman. You know what I'm saying? I hope it doesn't happen in Dallas with Dak. You feel what I mean?
You know, it's absolutely brutal what they have done in Baltimore due to the albatross of a contract to Joe Flacco. It's just they can't do anything. They don't do anything. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's like if we got Joe Flacco.
Yeah.
Averaging like
and
4 yards.
We found,
yeah, I know.
We resurrected Buck Allen from a nothing into something decent.
You know, Buck Allen's in a very nice year for Baltimore. Top 15 tight end. Top 15 running back, excuse me.
Yeah. He would be a top 15 tight end, too.
Yeah, he probably would be. But it's been a very tough year for the Baltimore Ravens in general. And one of the reasons I'm just not interested in them at all. They're so boring. They're so boring.
You know what's interesting? We kind of like the Jeremy Maclin in Kansas City cutting him. Looks like they made the right movies. They are not missing Jeremy Maclin at all.
He can't stay on the field, Jeremy Maclin. Like, I know
he's got a shoulder injury. He's questionable for tonight.
Yeah.
Mike Wallace is questionable for tonight.
I mean, listen, I hate to play like the Sealy game or whatever or anybody in the industry. You know what I mean? But in the preseason, I was saying, Sun might just be washed up. It may not have been the offense in Kansas City last year. It might just be him. He might just be done. I think he's done.
I like Jerry Macklin this year. I'm not going to shy away from that.
I thought he was a good, at least low-end wide receiver three.
Yeah.
He was supposed to be playing the slot and everything. So, I mean, I see where things change. For me, at least, there was a little optimism where there wasn't at first. But now it's just, to me, it's pure garbage.
Yeah, I'm not going to shy away from it. I like Jerry Macklin coming into this year. I thought as a slot wide receiver, as somebody that could be probably will be Joe Flacco's favorite target. I mean, I talked about it a lot that even when Danny Woodhead got hurt, Steve Smith is gone. All of these receptions were going to be gone.
No tight end, no pitter.
Then his pitter was gone. Then it had to be Jeremy Maclin. And it just hasn't turned into that. He's been banged up. Even when he plays Scotty, he constantly has to leave the game because he's banged up. Multiple potential concussions that didn't turn out to be concussions. And then the shoulder injury.
Wrong on Maclin.
So
I liked him because I thought, you know, that he was going to have to, they were going to have to funnel a lot of targets to him. And that, you know, it's veteran quarterback, veteran receiver. I thought there was going to be a connection. Doesn't happen. This team throws for about 100 yards a game.
Yeah, I mean, Flacco just can. Like, last season, he was, like, second to Drew Brees in pass attempts. But there's such a difference. Like, his average yards per attempt and everything was putrid.
I put it on Maclin and Wallace. Like, these guys are not playmakers. I don't know if Flacco's washed if you put some playmakers around him. I don't think it's an Eli Manning-type scenario yet.
You know what? It just, they need it.
Was Flacco ever that great? He had that good season.
He was whatever.
Look, Flacco was good when Colin Kaepernick was good. We're going back to like 2012.
You're right.
2013, yeah.
You're right, exactly. And the problem with this Ravens team, Matt, it's old. It's old.
Yeah.
There's just no youth
whatsoever.
There's
no depth. There's no depth.
There's no youth. There's no excitement. If I'm a Ravens fan, I don't want to watch my team's games.
I wouldn't either. I, if I was a Ravens fan, I'd be like, I got to watch this tonight. This is crazy. Let me get enhanced.
But Harbaugh got an extension, right?
That's what you guys told me.
He's a good coach.
So I agree, right? John Harbaugh's a good coach. Why do we keep saying that? Like, what has he done over the last few years?
He's a Super Bowl champion.
When you win a Super Bowl, you get a label, and it's a positive label, and it gets very hard to shed.
Yeah, look, you could be a good coach on a bad team.
Sure.
Look, if you don't have the players, I don't care how good of a coach you are.
Right.
You know?
I mean, how good really is Hugh Jackson? Like, how do we know?
I think he's proven as an offensive coordinator. He was a good coordinator, at least. But in Cleveland, he's had nothing. Nothing. Look at the quarterbacks alone that he's had to work with these last 23 games.
What was he, 500 before that? It's like some guys are just good coordinators and they're not good coaches.
He could have Deshaun Watson. He could have Carson Wentz.
He's not making those calls.
That's not him.
He's not making those calls. But when he attached his he attached himself to Kaiser in the mini camps.
But do you when blame him maybe?
What choice did he have? What else did he have?
You know, okay, I got to write it down.
Okay, I feel you. What choice does he have? But if you're going to do that, then let Kaiser be the starting quarterback all season and sink with the ship. Don't take Kaiser out. He start this game. Don't start this game.
Take him,
He's too all over the place
right
now.
About he should have just. But it's got to be tougher. You're the head coach, and you know you might be losing a job that only 31 of the people have.
Yeah,
and even if it's a shitty job, it's still a great job to have.
They're less talented than San Francisco. Now to Matt's point about you know coordinator. Some coordinators don't make good head coaches.
Wade Phillips is the ultimate.
You know, but Wade Phillips, you know, like Romeo Crennel was another example. But we just don't know with Hugh Jackson.
Yeah, you know.
I think we do kind of know. This back and forth with Kaiser is not a steady hand.
No, but I mean, Kevin Hogan. He's trying to win a game. Kaiser has put them in such. I mean, he's had 12 interceptions in 7 games.
That's crazy.
Kaiser's been
inside
bad.
The 5. Cleveland has turned
he's
the ball
He's been bad.
Over.
He's thrown some ridiculous overthrows.
What is Hugh Jackson known for? Developing young offensive talent, running game,
yes, you're right.
Being a quarterback guru. This is his job. He's got a young quarterback to develop, and he's not developing
him. But this is a quarterback. I've said it. I know Jake has said it. If you watch this kid at Notre Dame,
He was not ready.
He was making poor decisions in college for Notre Dame. Are you going to come to Cleveland?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, that's going to change overnight?
This is part of the reason you like Deshaun Watson, right? Because at Clemson, dudes are winning.
It's the decision-making. It comes down to the decision-making,
correct.
Like Matt said.
They should have took Watson. They're so stupid for not taking Watson.
They could have took Watson and still had a ton of draft picks.
Yeah.
They effed it up.
It's the Cleveland Browns. They're always going to do it. Tim Couch, we can go back to.
I mean, at least Deshaun Watson was a winner.
Yeah.
He was a winner. It's something that this franchise desperately needs.
Deshaun Watson's the face of a franchise. You saw that when he was coming up. You saw that through the draft process, that Deshaun Watson could be the face of a franchise. Guys, it's not the face of a franchise.
What was the last good Cleveland Browns quarterback?
Brian Seipel.
Bernie Kosar?
Bernie used to sing.
Oh, I know. I know who.
Who?
These nuts.
He tells me about maturity. Actually, he was like more one of the undersized quarterbacks, like a Flutie type.
Yeah. Okay, Bray, we'll come back and do some Survivor Power Rankings next here at the Road Experts.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
Roto Experts, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. The originally was Scott Angle Survivor Power Rankings didn't really last very long. Matt Modica Survivor Power Rankings didn't really last very long either.
What and done.
Neither did the Greg Sussman or the Corey Parson or the Mike Blewitts.
Jesus, this is Don Burns Power Rankings.
I'm getting shelled again.
Last couple of days, you don't have a kid.
Yeah, we got to send you to the bullpen.
You might be going to the minors.
I know. Now I need to get. Let me not say that.
So maybe we'll make it just the Roto Experts Survivor Power Rankings here.
Yeah, let's do it
today. This week.
Oh, last week we did the Mike Blewitt Power Rankings.
Did he win?
I have no idea who he took.
Did he take Tennessee?
I don't remember.
I don't remember.
Well, he would have barely survived. But anyway, If you're still a survivor, you have some teams left, good for you. We're not with you. But we'll try to do the best we can anyway.
Help you go the rest of the way.
Exactly. Yeah. So tonight you got Miami and Baltimore. This game's in Baltimore. Any love in this game, gentlemen?
Hell no.
No, I'm not touching this, although it wouldn't surprise me if the Dolphins won this on the road.
Okay. Vikings in London against Cleveland. Kind of interest you here.
Don't fool with the London game at all.
Yeah, you're messing with
London. I like the Vikings. You know, it's like it's to Matt's point. It's like quarterback is an issue, but the rest of the team is complete enough for an easy victory here. If Cleveland's going to win a game, it's going to be in home and you're probably versus a divisional opponent.
Yeah, I mean, Cleveland's defense really hasn't played bad this year. They're not the reason why they're... I mean, they've been put in so many holes with all these turnovers. I do like the Vikings. It's not my favorite game, though.
And to your point, last week they were missing Jason McCourty, and they still didn't give up a touchdown pass.
I think, by the way, speaking of that, in the GST League, I think there's a chance that we're going to start the Cleveland Browns this week, the Cleveland Browns defense in a fantasy league.
It's not a terrible option.
It's our only option. I gotta put the bid in because we didn't get anybody else. They can't take a zero, you know? So... there you go. Moving on. I can't touch the London game. I'm with Corey in that regard. Oakland-Buffalo, I don't think you touch, although that's probably the game I'm most excited for this weekend. Oakland-Buffalo is going to be a good one.
Yeah.
I like that one.
I got a feeling there's going to be a lot of letdown fantasy-wise. You know, everybody with David Carr and Amari Cooper.
Derek, yeah.
Derek. Why do I keep saying David?
I don't know.
Coming off that high from like last Thursday night.
If he can give me a 5 for 50 something, I'll take it at this point. If he can give me double digits, I'd be like, okay, oh, he's nice. Catch the ball a couple times. Don't drop it. Don't be like, you know, Sammy Watkins left out of the offense. You know what I'm saying? I'll be like, okay, hey, we survived.
Buffalo's good, but they're not a shutdown defense. Winston went in there, went well over 300 yards.
I don't think Carl can do that second half. He flipped the switch because that first half, I was like, oh my God, what's going on? But look, if Amari Cooper gets 19 targets again,
that'd be crazy. I would love that.
They are.
They'll be throwing the football too much.
They're giving Jim Nantz and Tony Romo the Sunday off.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that sucks.
They're working Thursday, so I wanted to see who was announcing the Oakland Buffalo games. I'm excited for that one.
Right.
And it's like the literal last team on CBS's crew: Andrew Catalan and James Lofton
and Scott Engel.
Moving on.
I'm not good at anything, according to Corey.
No, I love you,
except
Scott.
I'm ahead of him in both leagues. We're in together.
This could be a survivor pick here for me. Indianapolis travels to Cincinnati. What you guys have deemed a must-win for Cincinnati. I like Cincinnati in this one.
Yeah, I put him first and Minnesota second so far.
You like Cincinnati, Corey?
I like Cincy.
I love everything about Cincinnati.
I hate to say that in public, but I do like Cincy so far.
You're trying to get that $40, is what you're trying to do.
Coming out. Corey's coming out in public.
I saw a announcement, head coach, $40.
On LinkedIn, I read it. the Chargers and the Patriots in New England.
I'll take New England as my third. The Chargers have won three in a row, but I think the winning streak stops here.
Yeah, I mean, I'd take New England, but I'm not as confident as I used to be.
I can't see L.A. beating them on the road.
Nah, the Chargers, Phil Rivers has no fear. He's going to come in there, and he's going to try to light them up. I think New England gets away with it, but I think it comes down to a field goal at the end. I'd rather not deal with it.
It might be a fun game to watch, yes.
I think it's a very fun game to watch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I doubt you have New England left. It's probably as useless to you anyway. But
if I had him left, I would not play
him. I would not play him this week. I agree with you. Here's another one I like. New Orleans is at home against Chicago.
Ding, 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 ding. That's number one right there.
I have it as number two. I still like Minnesota.
You said Minnesota was two and your Bengals one.
What's that?
You said Minnesota was number two earlier to your Bengals.
I like Minnesota and Cincinnati better.
I mean, this is number three now.
Yeah.
The Bears' defense has played well at home. They're going on the road. This is not a good matchup. Their defense, like you said, at home, how they've done it, I've got to give them credit. But their linebackers are beat up. Their best players on IR. So everything is lining up perfectly for the Saints here.
Yeah, I like the Saints here as well. They'd probably be my number one option, more so than Cincinnati, because I never trust the Bengals ever.
It's hard to trust those AFC North teams.
Yeah, so I'm going to go with New Orleans here as my favorite choice thus far this week.
That's a good point. You know what about trusting the Bengals? They could lay a dud when you expect it. So I'm going to move Minnesota back to number one.
So, yeah. Scott, you think Case Keenum, man? That's crazy.
What? Yeah, but the rest of the team is good enough to easily beat Cleveland.
I feel what you're saying, but the London thing don't worry you?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, they would be my first.
Oh, my God. Look, like honey, those Browns are awful. Yeah.
Was that your British accent?
Yeah.
Huh.
I mean, you never know what could happen in London. You feel what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I worry.
The Browns happen everywhere.
True. Atlanta and the Jets in New York. Stay away. I don't trust.
I think the Jets win this game, too.
The Jets can
you think the Jets in this one?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. All right.
Yeah. The Jets can pick them off.
I like that. I like that. Here's another really good Survivor pick.
I think this game is a really good one, but.
The Jets one?
No, the one coming up. The one you're going to.
San Francisco and Philadelphia.
You have to like it. I just get a little weary on the Monday night. You get the big win off of the division, but that 30-for-30 guy, Scott's boy, no bueno for
you. You got San Francisco coming all the way from the West Coast to the East Coast, 1 o'clock.
It's always bad news.
Jeez, I love Philadelphia here.
I like Philadelphia.
Is easily the best game of the week, easily.
Can they cover this 13-point spread?
Yes.
I don't think so.
I think
that front four is ferocious. I think they cover.
Eagles, Saints, and Bengals are top three.
That's it right there. I'm staying away from London also.
Minnesota's my second.
I'm going to put the Eagles third. Without Jason Peters, man, I'm not saying Philadelphia's going to be different. You got Carson Wentz, but they lost a major player on the defensive side, and they lost a major player on the offensive side, their starting middle linebacker. Oh, yeah.
But they're playing the 49ers.
I understand.
Yeah.
I'm not saying they're not going to win. I'm just saying
you look at those two things when you talk about, you know, what are their chances of winning the conference, not about beating the San Francisco 49ers.
Correct. Precisely, actually. Let me continue. You have Houston and Seattle. We're not going to touch that. You got Dallas and Washington. We're not going to touch that. You got Carolina and Tampa. You're not going to touch that. Pittsburgh and Detroit. You won't touch that. Denver and Kansas City. You don't touch that. So, which top three, Scotty?
My top three is going to be Philadelphia,
number one,
Minnesota,
number two,
and New Orleans,
number three.
Philadelphia, New Orleans, and then
Cincinnati.
For
me, I'm going to go with New Orleans number one. I'll go Philly number two. I'll go Cincinnati number three. There you go. The Roto Expert Survivor Power Ranking, sponsored by this bell.
I'm about to say it's a sponsor for this.
And our Tuesday Halloween party. So look forward to that coming up on the Tuesday edition of the Roto Experts. Guys, we had a couple of questions in our chat from earlier that we didn't get to, but I did want to throw it out to you so we can help the people
out. Love it. Let's do it.
Derek asked, would you trade Julio Jones for Jordy Nelson and Alshon Jeffrey?
Julio Jones for Jordan? No, I would not. You know, Julio can still be a top five wide receiver. Alshon Jeffrey, is to Corey's point, is looking like a tight end. Maybe if you need tight end help, but no, I'm kidding. But Jordy with Brett Hundley, you don't know. It's like those guys are names more than a production. I'd keep Julio Jones.
Corey?
No, I'm not doing that. No, I get you, Julio. It's quality over quantity.
Very interesting. Crazy how much, again, it's a week to week.
Except for when it comes to women, for me.
Devontae Adams for Jordan Reed.
Devontae Adams for Jordan Reed.
Buying each other's
trash. Getting Jordan Reed?
Yes.
I wouldn't trade for Jordan Reed.
Depends on roster construction. I don't have a problem with it.
No.
Yeah, I think it's kind of a thing.
You know what? I don't want either one of those guys right now, so go ahead and do whatever the hell you want.
That's not helpful to the person.
No, I'm just saying it's like I don't see it as helpful because Jordan Reed's going to get hurt. And if you give up Devontae Adams, like, Devontae Adams, we don't even know what he's going to do with Brett Hundley at quarterback. Ultimately, though, I'd rather keep Devontae Adams because, you know, maybe Hundley figures it out here and you know Reed's going to get hurt.
I would do this, by the way, to get Jordan Reed. If I had Vernon Davis also a little handcuff,
Why would Greg Sussman advise to get Jordan Reed when he's been completely driven crazy by injury players and wants to cut them? You'll get Jordan. Say it's your own team. You'll get Jordan Reed. You're going to be wanting to cut him in a week.
The only consistent in the DC passing attack is going to be Chris Thompson and Jordan Reed.
And maybe Josh Doctson.
If Jordan Reed can stay healthy.
Yeah.
I know, Scott.
If my aunt can grow a mustache.
I know. But with Devontae Adams, there's so many question marks now. So many question marks. You know what?
But they may be answered, though.
I have if 1 week's an indication, they are not the
1 week's not an indication. I'd rather be patient on him than take on Jordan Reed.
I'm going to offer this trade into my league and see what the guy says.
I'm befuddled by it, though.
Why?
Because you hate guys who get injured a lot.
Who doesn't?
You hate him more than average. Though.
Sure.
Why would you take on the headache of Jordan Reed?
Because I need a tight end, Scotty. I don't have one. But right,
I have
Nick
three.
Leary.
Okay.
That's why. All right, we're going to come back.
Target someone else.
We're going to talk to the general. You excited, Corey?
Let's do it.
We're going to talk to the general when we come back. Earl Thomas' interview with King Scott Angle. Next on the Roto Experts.
The award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network is your free fantasy source 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You can catch this show and many others live on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn Radio. Want to listen on your computer at work? Go to fntsy.com/radio or check us out on YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page, where you can ask questions, discuss topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your questions on the air. The number is 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 days a year fantasy sports network of its kind without a subscription. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your fantasy source.
Scotty, we heard earlier this week from Thomas Rawls. We didn't hear if he's going to stop fumbling, but we did hear from him. And now we're going to hear from a man that causes many fumbles with his big hits and the leader of that Seahawks defense, the general, Earl Thomas.
Yeah, and Earl Thomas has actually been a fantasy football player for many years. And here I talk to Earl about how things are going for him in fantasy football this year.
Well, I have friends back home and my brother, so it just keeps us connected. I got to sit them because I feel like they're not going to have no success, so I want to win, so I don't really start players that play us.
Yeah, so or you can hear the full interview on Audio Boom and iTunes. Basically what he was saying there is the first part is why he plays fantasy football, because, you know, he and his brother are in a league, you know, and it keeps him in touch with people back home. And the second thing is, you know, I asked him, you know, do you start guys like Maurice Jones-Drew used to talk about, I don't start guys who play against my team. So
right.
He says whenever somebody faces the Seahawks, he benches them.
There you go. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and I did ask him, you'll hear it in the interview too, about do you feel like you have an advantage because you know the intricacies of the games, the playbooks, you know, you watch a lot of game film. And he said, I really don't because I don't have as much time to keep up on the rest of the league as somebody
right.
else would.
Right. So there you go.
Also, though, I told him about individual defender leagues where he could draft himself. And he said he had never heard of that before. And it would be right up his alley. He'd love to get involved in an IDP league.
So there you go. You should join one with the general.
Yeah.
There you go. For more, for the full interview with both Earl Thomas and from Thomas Rawls, check it out on demand, Audio Boom, wherever you download and listen to us. You can download and listen to the King's interviews with Thomas Rawls, Earl Thomas, the general, the Seahawks. That is thanks to Roto Experts in the locker room. Scott Angle.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. A couple of other questions that we had that we didn't get a chance to answer. Matt, Marcus Mariota or Tyrod Taylor, who do you like the rest of the way?
I'm going to go with Mariota. I think he's a better quarterback, one. I think he's got better weapons. Hopefully Corey Davis returns after this bye week. I think even if Delanie Walker misses sometimes, I think Jonnu Smith can fill in and do an adequate job. So if you have Rishard Matthews, you have Corey Davis, hopefully. And I think even Tywan Taylor is a talent as well. So I'm going to go with those weapons. I'm going to go with the better quarterback.
What about you, Scott? Which direction are you going?
Corey would make a good point that that Mariota doesn't stay healthy.
Yeah.
And that's the problem for me. If I knew Mariota could stay on the field, I would unquestionably say Mariota. But Taylor, I give him a lot of credit because he's got nothing to work with, and he still puts up the numbers. So I think Taylor's more durable, He can give you rushing numbers. Occasionally might rush for a score. So I'm going to say, based on the fact that I don't know if Mariota can stay healthy, it's a close one for me, but I'm going to say Taylor.
Yeah, I like Taylor's schedule. I think we're going to Tyrod Taylor also. I was telling a friend of mine yesterday, who has Marcus Mariota, that, like, you could drop him. Like, I don't feel his affiliation for Mariota. And Corey has said it over the past couple of days. He thinks Tyrod Taylor could be this year's Marcus Mariota down the stretch here. You don't feel that way?
I think he does a very good job for what he is. What he has, I mean, look, he has nothing around him. He really doesn't. And the fact that Deontay Thompson could come in and be like the Bills' leading wide receiver after 1 week is an indictment of that situation. I understand the schedule. I'm still going to take Mariota.
All right.
I got to ask you something, you know, here, though. But, like, you're generally pessimistic on the Bills as it is.
I'm looking at it pure fantasy. I'm not being a homer. They have no wide receivers. I know Jordan Matthews, another week removed from the injury. But I don't know if he's fully healthy. And I mean, offensively, I don't think this team is that good.
Fair enough. Who would you rather start this week, King? Amari Cooper or Nelson Agholor?
I'm going to go with Cooper.
Okay.
But Aguilar is probably going to be in my top 20 wide receivers this week when I do my Roto Experts weekly ranks on rotoexperts.com today.
And Cooper will obviously be ahead of him, clearly.
Yeah, he'll probably be top 18 or so.
And that, so you said Aguilar is top 20, so that means Aguilar will be 19 or 20. So you're going to have him very close then.
I'm not close. I love Aguilar against the 49ers.
Where would you go?
I'm going to go Cooper. Look, Aguilar does. It is a great matchup. That San Francisco secondary has many issues. But I'm still going to take Cooper. Coming off of that game, I'm going to hope they continue to target him a ton.
All right, there you go. That's it. We're going to take a break. When we come back at the Roto Express, we go live on your television with all the big headlines from yesterday. Dr. Ray coming up this hour. A little either or with running backs as well. It'll be a fun hour. And then the frenzy's up next. So stick around. Roto Express killing it here on a Thursday.